Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts with my own system that has helped hundreds and hundreds of people. Get help from me with your free powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I brought you special guests to further enhance your health and your life. I'd like to welcome the amazing Susie Pruden to talk about healing your business. Your career and financial prosperity are two of the eight major factors that top universities have found to be major determining factors in your health and well-being, even ahead of your diet and exercise. Susie is here to talk to you how to propel your business and life forward in simple steps. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Thank you, Anastasia. I'm very, very happy to be here.
I'm so excited to get people introduced to what it is that you do and how you help them heal their business.
You know, when you said that the studies show that healing the business is actually more important than all those other things, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, there are eight major factors, and number eight is your diet and your exercise. Number two is your career, and number four is your financial prosperity.
That's amazing. I did not know that. I only know that I love my business. I love working, and I really, really, really love making money.
Yes, it's really fun, isn't it?
It's really fun, and it's so doable. It is so doable, and it's so misunderstood.
I think so, too. And people make it to be a big deal, and it's just a set of steps like following a recipe.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that recipe today, because a lot of people, I think that the big solution these days, the big solution to the economic problems of this country are actually people starting their own businesses and providing valuable services and goods in small businesses.
I think that's the way we are going to have to move in order to save the economics of this country.
I think
is
so.
People, yeah, and creating a business, it does seem daunting. I've created so many, it's no longer daunting to me. I just make it up and see if it works. And usually, well, it doesn't always work, and so I then change it. But it's really an exciting opportunity for people to be their own person.
Yes, and the great thing about it is that you don't really have to start your business like quitting your job to start it. You can do it in little steps until you have matched your income from your job or gotten to a point where you can afford it, and then let go of the job and move forward in the business.
Yes, I tell people, do not quit your day job to start a business. And there's a saying, do what you love and the money will follow. That's very true, but you don't want to go broke waiting for it to find you.
Exactly. So you just mentioned that you've started many, many businesses. Just so people know, not every business is a success, and sometimes it just simply doesn't work. This is like my current business is about my fourth iteration, and I had a job in the other iterations, and then when I knew this was going to work, I could let go of the job and I could finally retire. And so tell my audience a little bit about what you did before.
Well, I started my first company in 1965 when I was 22 years old. My mother had been the nation's foremost fitness authority. She's started the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, and I grew up in that household. So when I ran away, because she told me I couldn't date the boy I was dating, so I married him. When I ran away, got married, then he decided to go back to college, I was the one that was going to support him. So in doing that, I could not do that. Oh, and also we were going to have a baby. We decided to have a baby. We did this all at once. And I started my own fitness company. The interesting thing was I was really, really good at it. And my fitness company became one of the, well, it became the largest fitness company for young children in New York City. And I became very, very well known. And I wrote many, many books. And I would just get an idea. I would implement it. If it worked in my company, I would then do it. If it didn't work, I would let it go. That's how I've run my life. If it works, I do it. If it doesn't work, I let it go. That company became extremely successful. I sold it in 1983 and basically retired at the age of 40. But I never retired because I kept finding new and interesting things to do. So that's when I became involved in creating body-mind technology before people actually knew that the body and the mind were connected, which I find hysterically funny. And then I learned how to be a hypnotherapist, and I did that all the time, writing books on different topics regarding the body and the mind. I did a lot of television. I've been on Oprah, and I had a major failure after that. I ended up homeless for a while. Was, again, an opportunity for learning. And I didn't take it as a disaster. I took it as a, like, oh, I don't like this, but I guess this is what I've got to go through to learn whatever it is I'm supposed to learn at this time. I had a hypnosis center in Los Angeles. We had the largest weight loss hypnosis center in Los Angeles. And in 2008, we went out of business. So I had to make up something else. And because I'm a very, very good hypnotherapist, I decided to work with entrepreneurs, because I love entrepreneurs, in helping them in business. Because a lot of people who go into business don't like doing what they need to be doing in order to be successful in business. For example, a lot of people in business do not like picking up the phone and talking to people about business. They just don't want to do it. Well, if you don't want to follow up and do the work that you have to do in order to be in business, my attitude is don't go into business. So I would help them through hypnosis to get over those blocks and patterns. And it was a very successful business. And I did that until 2014. In the meantime, I've written 14 books. I've done a lot of stuff, and I've been very, very successful with a lot of it. I've also failed at some of it. Failing is a good thing, and I don't mean that facetiously. It really is, because you learn from failing, and you want to learn, you want to grow, you want to be better every time. And if you fail, there's a saying, fail faster. And what that means is the faster you fail, the more you learn, the faster you can become a success. And so I've done a lot of my own failure, and I've done a lot of my own success. And in 2014, I asked the universe to bring me something that was more exciting than what I was doing, and that could have a bigger reach, reach more people, make people more money, make me more money, have more fun. And my sister and I, by accident, and I know there are no accidents, were playing with a book that we had written. And my name had always been on everything. She took my name off the cover, and after my ego got over that, I looked at it, and what she had done was she said, "You're amazing." The book had been called Susie Pruden's Itty Bitty Weight Loss Book. And I hated the cover, and the book wasn't that good. I said, "Can we redo the book and redo the cover?" So she took my name off the cover, and it said, "You're amazing Itty Bitty Weight Loss Book." And I looked at that and I said to my sister, I call her Petey, her name is Joan. I said, "Petey, that's $1 million business. And we don't have to write all the books. other people can write the books, and we'll publish them. Within 4 days, we had a new company called Itty Bitty Publishing. Well, actually, it's called S&T Productions, but this particular arm of it is called Itty Bitty Publishing. And what it is an opportunity for other people to write their expertise in a format, a small format, that's easy to read and allows people to sell their own work to their audience so that they can build their business. And now I teach people through their book on how to build a profitable business where they can go not just make six figures, because that's not enough anymore, where they can be making seven figures. That's what Itty Bitty Publishing does.
Yeah, I love the description that you have, that you give to the book. It's not just the Monarch notes, it's the yellow highlighted of the Monarch notes or the dummy books.
The way I describe it is like we're the new dummies. The difference between us and dummies is a book of 360 pages that you have to read with a yellow highlight, and we are the yellow highlights.
Exactly.
And the interesting thing, Anastasia, is people don't really realize that a book, you can take a 15-step book and literally turn it into a company that makes $1 million.
Yeah, it's really straightforward. You take each chapter and you get on the phone for an hour with a bunch of people and you record it, and you've just created a course.
Exactly. So each chapter can be a webinar, a seminar, a teleclass, a special course, an online course, an offline course, a 3-day boot camp. I mean, it is endless. And the most fun, a perfect example, one of my clients who wrote an itty-bitty book on marijuana, and she didn't know that she was going to write that book when she and I first talked. She had no idea. And because she wanted to do something else, and I said, well, what's the low-hanging fruit? What do you want to write about? And she didn't know what I meant by low-hanging fruit. And everybody who is listening to this conversation, please think in your business, what is the one thing that can make you the most money if you were to focus on that one thing? So I told her, I said, she was a marijuana distributor. She's from Washington State. I said, you could write your amazing itty-bitty marijuana book, 15 Ways to Use Cannabis for Healing. She said, how did you do that? I said, that's what I do. I automatically get the idea, and then I said, and then go find out if Cannabis Coach is available. She said, it isn't. I said, find out if the Cannabis Coach is available. It was. I said, buy it. She did. I said, now buy U.S. Cannabis Coach and National Cannabis Coach and Cannabis Coaching Certification. And you're going to become certify cannabis coaches to teach people how to use marijuana responsibly and the healing aspects of marijuana. She had no idea she was going to do this. But she did it. And she called me 6 weeks ago, crying in a good way. And she says, Susie, you won't believe this. I said, what happened? She said, well, I was at an event, and I was marketing my cannabis coaching certification program, and I sold 61 and made $92,000. That's what this kind of a program can do for anybody listening, is that I can take your idea and turn it into money. I love making money, and I love helping other people make money, and it feels so good. And then you're doing the work you're meant to do and not worrying. How many people listening to me right now are worried about their business? You don't have to worry anymore. You can turn it into a seven-figure business.
Yeah, and the book is so brief that it doesn't really take very long to write. If you sat down and focused on it every day, probably within 3 days you'll have your book written.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that is true. What we do when people become an itty-bitty author is we send them how to write an itty-bitty book. Then we send them an itty-bitty book. Then we send them the template for the itty bitty book, and all they have to do is fill in the numbers.
Yep.
Fill in the pages. It's already done. It's like a done for you, except you're doing it.
Yep.
And go ahead.
It's your steps, exactly. So what I'd like to do is take a little break, and then after the break, we'll dive deeper into that. So I want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and today my guest is Susie Pruden, talking about healing your business with a book. Stay tuned as we dive deeper into her process after the break. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the Scientific Healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationship. Go to scientifichealer.com. Before the break, we were talking with Susie Pruden about healing your business with a book. Let's dive deeper into a process. Welcome back, Susie.
Thank you, Anastasia.
I'm sure our listeners are really curious whether your process of book to business could really work for them. And we already talked about how a book can change their business. But what are 2 tips that you can talk about to help get their business off the ground with their book?
The first tip I would say would be first of all, when you write a book, you are automatically positioned as an expert. So the first thing I would say is write it.
Yes, and like you said, it's just an outline, and all you do is you just take your step 1 and fill it in, and step 2 and fill it in, and then describe it a little bit. It's really, really brief. I spend 15 to 20 minutes every morning. I've done it for about 15 days now, and my book is basically done.
I was going to say, you're pretty much almost finished, aren't you?
Yep, I just have a couple more of the back pages to fill in. And, you know, just by talking with you and talking with Joan, I came up with your amazing itty-bitty book on the frequency of prosperity, 15 steps to helping you invite abundance into your bank account.
I can't wait for that book. Yeah. I just can't wait, because I know that that's going to be a bestseller. And for those of you listening or thinking about wanting to be a bestseller, that's one of the things we do at Itty Bitty, is we position everyone as a bestseller. So when you have best-selling status and you go to an event, to a, let's say, a networking event, and you say, I am an Amazon bestseller, and you're talking about the work that you do, whatever it is, people pay attention. They absolutely pay attention. You are automatically positioned as an expert because you have a bestseller, because you have a book. And then, again, you take your book and you divide it into the way you want it to go. Many of our authors take their itty-bitty book and then expand it into a bigger book so that they reach a larger audience. And some of my authors are now getting speaking opportunities in other parts of the world. It's very, very exciting.
It's really exciting. So tip number two is take a stack of your books to a networking meeting and connect with people and show them that you've got this amazing itty-bitty book and that it won't take them that long to read it, so they'll get introduced to you and they'll know who you are and what you do, and you'll be able to attract attention that way.
And the other thing is to use your book, if you want to let people know what you do and who you are, the book is the best way to do it. You're already positioned, you're already ready, and you can say, I wrote this book, can I speak on your stage? And most of the time, the answer is going to be yes. People need people on their stages. Every single person that has a stage needs speakers on that stage. And if you have a book, a book automatically qualifies you to be a speaker on a stage. One of my authors, where I was last week, we were in a networking group, and she brought her book with her, and I was a speaker, and I talked about her, and I mentioned that she was a best-selling author. She came up to me afterwards, she said, I sold every single book I had with me. And I was the speaker, but I positioned her as an expert because she's a best-selling author with Itty Bitty Publishing. So yes, Anastasia is correct. You take your book wherever you go. And you also, what I've done is gone into stores where I frequent because they know me, and I bring a stack of books. And I say, would you be interested in selling these books here in your store? And you get 40%. So when you sell it for $10, and you'll just, when I come back, whatever you've sold, just give me $4 for each book that you've sold. They make $6.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so everybody's got a store that they frequent. I mean, I'm going later today to my pharmacy, and I'm curious to see how many books he has sold since I've been there a month ago. And I'm not attached to it because it's just, here are some books, see if they sell. And the other thing is, we are looking at, with Itty Bitty, to get into Target. We're not interested in bookstores because bookstores are, your book only has about a 2-month shelf life in a bookstore. So we're interested, we're Amazon. Again, to say you have an Amazon bestseller is, it automatically positions you so that people listen, people pay attention, people want to know who you are. People want you.
Right. And then it's a cornerstone of starting a business, just like your marijuana person started a brand new business and made $90,000 in one weekend. That's like really amazing.
That was so much fun. And we have another author who uses his book. He teaches sales. And since he's gotten his Itty Bitty book out, it came out a little less than a year ago. He's probably made over $200,000. He was sent to Dubai to give sales training there from his Itty Bitty book. So you never know where it's going to take you, how it's going to take you, and what's going to happen. It just opens doors. We have people who've gotten television shows, radio shows, newspaper articles. If you have a business, you want to be known. You do not want your business to be a secret. And it's time to, and the best way to be known is to have a book. This is an easy book to write. And then to help us position you so that you're known as an expert in your field.
Exactly. And I know that you go around everywhere. You speak everywhere. I see you so many of the places I go to. I see you there too.
Yes. I'm going to Mexico, to, I'll be speaking in Mexico next week for a week. I'm going to Vancouver in September. I'm going to Bali in November. And I'm going because of the Itty Bitty Books, which is really exciting. And what I'm teaching at these different places is literally how to turn your book or your idea into a seven-figure business. And seven figures is what we need to be making these days.
I think so. I think if you want to live, especially in Southern California, as you and I both know, that in Southern California, you just about have to make that in order to make ends meet. I mean, you could do it on six if you have a house that you bought 20 years ago and you paid it off.
You live in a rent-stabilized apartment, which I do.
Yeah, but it's really difficult. You know, especially getting a business going, there's always startup expenses, but with an itty-bitty book, it's not that much. Plus, you provide all the coaching. For people to know, Susie, you were one of my first business coaches, and you gave me some really fabulous advice, and it got my business going. I had in the first 2 weeks that I actually started making money, I made $3,000, and I go, whoa, I think this is the business for me.
Yeah, when you and I first talked, it's interesting. I had forgotten that I mean, I remember that you and I had coached together, but you reminded me of certain things that I said, which I thought, wow, that was smart.
Yeah, one of the favorite things that you said was stop being a question mark and be an exclamation point. So I thought, yeah, I am being kind of timid and like even questioning my own self. And as soon as I started being a little bolder, then I could get my own business going because I too have a mission. You know, yours to help all these people become millionaires. My mission is to help people get healthy and wealthy, you know, via energy, because I can see the flow of energy within people. And as I see it, as people get well, their businesses improve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And not only do their businesses improve, but their relationships improve. Their health improves. They look younger. They can see better. They can think more clearly. They don't have all this stuff, all this emotional baggage in this stinking sack they've been carried around. They finally said, what am I carrying this for? And they dump it and they feel free and young again.
Right.
So
I have to tell you, the bags under my eyes, the little puffy part that everybody's using creams to get rid of, mine are disappearing because of the work that I'm doing with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. I know. Every time I see you, I say, wow, you're getting younger.
I know. I was looking at myself in the mirror recently and I said, wait a second, where'd the bags go?
Yeah, you dumped your baggage.
I know. True. That's funny. That's good.
So, you know, people think that health is just a matter of what to eat and what to put in your, you know, how to exercise and the amount of sleep. That all helps, but it's not going to change your life unless you really get rid of all that old baggage and move forward with creating the life that you want to have. And so many people don't. And you know, having a thriving business is as absolutely at the top of the scale. It's number two. Number two, having a thriving career. Number two.
That is so exciting. I did not know that. And it makes total sense to me because when I have had successful businesses, I've always felt fabulous. And when I've had businesses that were not doing well, it was really hard.
Yeah. And
really hard.
And you know what number one is relationships.
Well, I have the two best cats in the world.
Yes, but you also go around and you have fabulous relationships with everybody. You help them, you know, you come in, you help them with their business, and you just have developed a lot of really great friendships. And
I have,
right?
Yeah,
and you pick and choose your relationships. You cut, because you're in this healthy place with your business, you can pick and choose who you relate with. And
that's very important, both personally and in business, is to be very careful with whom you create relationships. Because a relationship in business, if it's not clean, can really damage your business.
It can. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are still operating on that old, you know, the famous sleazy used car salesman kind of pushy salesmanship. And that's not where we're at. What we're doing is we're inviting people in to help them be their best selves. And that is a way different business than buy this because I want you to buy this because I'm going to make money if you buy this.
You know, at Itty Bitty, we do not take every author.
Exactly.
Because we know that not every author is going to be right for the company, or we are also not necessarily right for them. And that's the best way to run a business.
I think so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I absolutely think so, that... you know, I've fired clients just because it wasn't a good match.
Yeah.
And when
yeah. And that's the right thing to do because there's somebody else that is the right match.
Exactly.
If it's not me and it's not you, there is somebody that is the right match.
Yeah, there are a lot of business people. They're saying, "I'm afraid people won't like me," and I say, "Well, do you like everybody?" And they say, "No." And then I say, "Well, then why should everybody like you?"
Right. I know. And it's actually good to know who's your match and who isn't your match sooner than later.
Exactly. And you're really, what you're doing in business, this is what a book writing does help, is helping separating the yeses from the noes and not converting noes into yeses.
Right.
Exactly. So this is all we have time for now. Thank you so much for a delightful and thought-provoking show. And thank you
for the opportunity.
You're most welcome. It's been totally delightful. So thank you for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guest, Susie Pruden. You can connect with her at diamondhealingradio.com/Susie. That's spelled S-U-Z-Y. diamondhealingradio.com/Susie. And there you can connect with her. You can listen to the show again. And you can get more information about her publishing house. And let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free and brief powerful healing audio that one of my clients listens to morning and night for getting energized in the morning and a good night's sleep at night. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopless. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.